Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. An American citizen who fled the United States and joined the Islamic State before claiming to have undergone a change of heart is back in the U.S. to face terror charges. Mohammed Jamal Kawais told Kurdistan TV he went to the Middle East because of a girl, but ended up with IS and didn't like what he encountered.
I didn't really support their ideology, and that's when I decided I needed to escape.
26-year-old Kawais, who said little during his initial court appearance, is charged with providing and conspiring to provide material support to IS. The counts carry a maximum penalty of 20 years behind bars. Israeli security forces have arrested a third suspect in Wednesday's terror attacks in Tel Aviv, which killed four, wounded five. Police captured him Thursday in the West Bank town of Yatta. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called the suspect a collaborator with the two Palestinian cousins from Yatta who carried out Wednesday's attack. Both are in police custody. As promised, Israel has strongly reacted to Wednesday's attack. It has suspended travel permits to 83,000 Palestinians during the holy month of Ramadan. Zambia's president, Edgar Lungu, is said to be in good health and still campaigning for re-election ahead of the August 11th general election, despite local media reports of poor health that have forced him to seek medical attention in neighboring South Africa. Meantime, the main opposition has requested President Lungu's recent declaration of assets, claiming it demand of the Constitution. This is VOA News.